But in our helping system, why we need collaboration is because we're very fragmented. You can a single family that's got difficulties with violence can be seen by three or four different agencies who know that mom, you know, sometimes gets rough with the kids, and the father sometimes gets rough with mom, and the adolescent is in a potentially in a gang. But they don't know that the Jones family is a violent family because the three agencies don't talk to each other. And we duplicate efforts in communities. We can have three groups in a small community of 8,000 or 9,000 who are concerned about teen pregnancy, one in the schools, one in a church, one at the Girl Scouts, and they don't even know the other one exists. And we tend to focus on what's wrong in communities. John McKnight writes beautifully about the deficits, and we are experts at deficit. We call it our needs assessment in our grants, but it's really describing the community in as bad terms as we possibly can. And he suggests that we also need to look at the assets of a community. We focus on crisis orientation. We keep up picking up the cases downriver as opposed to, you know, looking upstream. We don't respond to the diversity of the community, and we're quite convinced that professionals are the only way to solve problems. And if we ask communities, try this sometime, who do you turn to if you've got a problem with an aging mom or a teenage son or a newborn who doesn't sleep? And they're not going to tell you that the first person they turn to is a professional. They're going to tell you about their friends, their neighbors, and their family. And we need to understand that that's where they turn so that we can help that, help those folks. Our helping system is competitive. If you have two hospitals in the community, not only are they competitive, but their basic goal is to put the other one out of business. Well, we can all say, well, that's the problem with hospitals. But I've worked in communities with two small Latino organizations, three or four staff each, and they also are trying to put the other one out of business. So we have a system of helping that's really calls out for collaboration.